In Niko Kazantzakis' great novel, The Last Temptation of Christ, a man comes up to Jesus and complains about the hiddenness of God. He says, "I am an old man. During my whole life, I have always kept the commandments. Every year of my adult life, I went to Jerusalem and offered the prescribed sacrifices. Every night of my life, I have not retired to my bed without first saying my prayers. But I have waited for years and years, but in vain. Why? Why? Why doesn't God show himself?" This old man could be Simeon of today's gospel, pious, just, honorable, awaiting the consolation of Israel. It could be any of us who want to see the God who sometimes seems so distant and hidden. In the novel, Jesus goes on to tell a parable about a wise pauper. The man knows that if one were to look directly at the sun, he would be blinded. So too, if one looked directly at God. He says, "Have pity, Lord, temper your strength, turn down your splendor, so that I may see you." What a great line, turn down your splendor. So God does temper his strength and turns down his splendor. "Thank you, Lord," the pauper whispered. "You humbled yourself for my sake. You became bread, water, a warm tunic, and a wife and a child in order that I might see you. And I did see you. I bow down and worship your beloved, many-faced face." After a lifetime of waiting for the Lord, Simeon holds the anointed one, the Christ child, in his arms. "Now I can die in peace," he says. Enlightened at last, Simeon is unafraid of the darkness. Jesus comes in human flesh, in a child, his strength tempered and his splendor turned down. Our vision is readjusted so that we can see God in every child and recognize his many-faced face in the everyday gifts of our mundane lives. That's the reason for the incarnation.